Derek, Bruce Murray, Bill Polian. Great to have you with us. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you all for having me, man.
Great to hear from you, Derek, and thanks for taking the time. I know you got work to do, so it's nice of you to join us. Many people around the country have not seen the Raiders on national television yet. So take us through, if you will, a little scouting report on your skill position guys. Everybody knows Amari Cooper, but I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody who knows anybody else but you on that offensive group. So take us through that, if you wouldn't mind.
Yes, sir. You know, we got, obviously we have Amari, which everybody knows from his college days. And then Michael Crabtree, who has been a great addition, not only as a football player, but just as a teammate, as a leader for that wide receiver room for our offense. He was voted to the leadership council on this team, and that's what guys think of. You know, he's a guy that is somewhat, I believe, was misunderstood a couple years ago when he was a free agent. And now that we have him, I'm very glad that we do. And we have him, a guy like Seth Roberts, who was an undrafted free agent my rookie year, and worked his way all the way to the practice squad, then worked his all the way up to the starting slot for our football team last year, and made some great game-winning catches for us, late in ball games. Andre Holmes, big 6'4", 6'5", 4'3", wide receiver, that we have. And then we got a couple young guys battling for those other spots. And then we have a grip of tight ends, and we got some new running backs. Obviously, Latavius last year, we went to the Pro Bowl for his first time. So we got a good young nucleus of guys that we look forward to growing together.
Well, specifically on the tight ends, let's talk about them. This team has invested in the last couple of years in tight ends in the draft. And, I think everybody to a man would like to see the productivity at that position go up. In your mind right now, who is standing out?
Yeah, we have guys that do different things. And so, Clive, who we got in the draft, is a definite receiving guy. That's what he did in college really well, and that's what he's doing for us really well. And, we got a guy like Lee Smith, who is was drafted to New England and, played in Buffalo. Now that we got him, he's a tough, hard-nosed, just aggressive football player that just wants to protect, and keep his guy from hitting the quarterback, keep his guy from hitting, the running back. And then we got a guy like Michael Rivera, who's been, he was my tight end my rookie year. He's been here ever since. He's a great, great receiving threat also, can stretch the field for us down the seams and, over the top of the second level. And he's a real tough guy, when he gets the ball too. So we got a good group of guys and a couple of young guys after that are battling for a spot as well.
Derek, take us through the preseason game last week, specifically the last drive of the first half, where you guys went right down the field and then got a misfire in the end zone and ended up having to settle for a field goal. From a quarterback perspective, take us through that drive, the plays you called, and what worked and what didn't work, and what you've seen now on the film.
Oh, yes, sir. So, as you know, as everyone knows, the running back can be the MVP in a two-minute drill. And we started off with they were playing soft zone, so Latavius was able to get out, for a good completion. Then we hit some other big plays. We hit Amari on a good little stop route out there, and he made a great job of getting out of bounds and being detail-oriented. And then as we got closer, we moved the ball really well, and we got down there. They were playing a coverage that they didn't even show on film, a couple of times, and kind of threw us off a little bit, but I just made a check to a certain play, and I got a little excited because I knew he was going to be so wide open, and I got a little excited and missed him. But I'm glad it's the preseason and I can correct that now and not during when those games really count. So we had to settle, but it was a good thing to see that we could take the ball down there when we need to. But we'll do a better job of finishing next time.
You talked about go ahead, Bill. You want to follow up?
Yeah, I think you're being kind. And being a leader, taking the blame. It looked to me like, and you explained it because it was a coverage you hadn't seen. Looked to me like the tight end was a little hesitant on the route. He didn't think it was going to be as wide open as he was.
Yeah, I think we all felt that way. You know, I think we all were like, man, we didn't expect it to be that wide open, you know, after I made the check. But he was, and that's just, I mean, that's two young guys. I mean, that, you know, we'll spend, you know, the next couple of days throwing that route, you know, 10, 20 times to make sure that doesn't happen again.
You know, going back to what you said before, when you saw the coverage and you got excited and you thought you'd have an opportunity to make a play, you know, you enter year number three. Year one was about battling to win a starting job. Now it's your football team. And you always hear that term slowing down. And you know, I work with guys who say you got to see a guy 40 games. Well, that will come this year. Where are you in your mind in terms of your development of stepping up and understanding what defenses want to do?
Yeah, you know, the ability to process the information that I've gathered ever since I was a little kid, you know, my brother would always joke. He said, you've been in the league 12 years before you were even a rookie, you know, because I sat there and I studied with him and he taught me the game and he taught me protections. I knew what two jet was when I was 13 years old. You know, I could, you know, break it down to you. And, you know, so just learning the game and being able to process it now that I'm doing it for myself, you know, taking all that information that I've gathered every meeting, you know, every experience that I've had out there on the field and being able to apply it to the football field has slowed the game down for me. And that allows me to be fast, you know, through my progressions, you know, with my feet, be able to be accurate because I know how certain defenders play certain routes. And, you know, it just helps, you know, it's all a process and, you know, the experience is huge, but you know, I look forward to this year a lot.
Derek, as you approach this coming season, how do you evaluate where you guys are as a football team? I mean, when you came in, they were rock bottom for a reason. Your general manager did a phenomenal job rebuilding the roster. How do you feel about your club right now?
Oh, I feel really good about it. I do. I really do. You know, where we were and where we're at now is night and day. It's not even close. You know, I feel like if we played that team, you know, that I was on, you know, a couple of years ago, it wouldn't even be close. And, you know, we're making the right steps in the right direction. Obviously, never want to project anything, but we believe in our hearts that we can go out there and compete against everybody. And we like our chances. And, you know, we know that we got a long road ahead of us, but, you know, a lot of hard work goes into that, and we're looking forward to it.
Derek, listen, thanks. Best of luck for the upcoming season. Always appreciate the time.
Oh, thank you so much, Bruce. Bill, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Derek. Have a great year.